at my window their canticles singing. Sing of colors, in the rainbow's bright colors, God's promise of hope we recall. Sing of colors that make up the earth and give thanks to the God who created us all. Sing of colors that make up the earth and give thanks to the God who created us all. Sing, rejoicing, every creature that breathes, raise a song to the God of creation. Sing, rejoicing, sing to God who so earnestly cares for his offered salvation. Sing the good news, sing the love of the Savior, reflecting the colors of all. Many colors that shine from God's face, many colors that tell us God's love to recall. Many colors that shine from God's face, many colors that tell us God's love to recall.
As we move into a time of prayer, I'd like to lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us through the course of this week. We have quite a few birthdays to celebrate. Both Linda and Leroy Horst celebrated birthdays this past week, as did Megan Deal, celebrated a birthday this past week. And in the week ahead, both Jim and Judy Letterock will celebrate birthdays, Jim on the 23rd and Judy on the 26th. And a few concerns to make you aware of. We keep in our prayers the family of Brian Delp, who is the nephew of Lisa Delp, who is our office administrator. Brian passed away this past week, so we keep his family and especially Lisa in our prayers. Last week, we noted that Bev Fink was having surgery on Thursday, and the surgery went well, and she is recovering at home. And Bev also last week had asked for prayers for a friend, Sandy Klinger, who was having surgery, and she also has done well with her surgery. So we keep Sandy in our prayers as well as she recovers. Don Atkiss has asked for prayers for his sister, Nancy, and brother-in-law, Rich, both of whom are dealing with COVID. We also keep in our prayers, of course, the people of Texas, in the midst of scary and life-threatening conditions. Knowing, of course, that we all come to our time of prayer with many joys and concerns on our hearts and on our minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now and join me in a spirit of prayer. God, on a daily basis, we are so aware of our need for you and for your promises. Your promise to help us, to guide us, to remain ever with us. We come to you now, O God, looking for signs of those promises. Like the rainbow in the days of Noah, sometimes we need those visible signs that you are on the journey with us, keeping promises and giving us hope. The problem comes when there's no rainbow to be found, or when a cloud is covering it, when the sky remains dark, when the storm lasts longer than we think it should, when the path takes an unexpected turn, or we encounter a dead end. Even in these moments, O God, help us to know that there is always a rainbow. Help us to believe that you are there. Give us the faith and the courage to hold on to that hope and to keep going forward. Remind us that signs are all around us in the ways that we care for one another, pray for one another, catch glimpses of your love and grace in the little things. God, this day we ask that you be with all who are in need of hope. Whatever we face, O God, fear, grief, loneliness, despair, be present with us. May your promises shine brightly in the darkness. And God, just as we weep with those who weep, we also rejoice with those who rejoice. We think of all those celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, and important milestones. God, as we continue into this season of Lent, we take time to listen for your voice, ushering us, welcoming us in, directing us to a place of preparation. We pause now to listen and to pray silently for those on our hearts and minds. God, in the days ahead, remind us of your covenant with us, a covenant to transform, yes, but never destroy. And God, remind us of our covenant with you, a covenant to be steadfast in love for one another and in faithfulness to you. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ. Amen.
Friends in Christ, whatever the remainder of this day may hold for you, let me invite you, let me challenge you, to instead of holding tightly to your umbrella, hold tightly to God's promises. Promises that are real. Promises that are kept. Promises that will sustain us no matter how rough the road may be. And as you clutch on to those promises, keeping an eye on the rainbow, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with his peace, now and always. Amen.